Number 6. Again, that thou mightest be tormented to purpose, the mighty God of heaven will lay as great wrath and vengeance upon thee as ever he can, by the might of his glorious power. As I said before, thou shalt have his wrath, not by drops, but by whole showers shall it come. Thunder, thunder, upon thy body and soul so fast and so thick that thou shalt be tormented out of measure. And so saith the Scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, speaking of the wicked, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when the saints shall be admiring his goodness and glory. Again, this thou shalt have, as I said before, without any intermission. Thou shalt not have any ease so long as while a man may turn himself round. Thou shalt have it always, every hour, day, and night. For their worm never dies, but always gnaws, and their fire is never quenched, as it is written in Mark 9. Number 7. Again, in this condition, thou must be forever, and that is as sad as all the rest. For if a man were to have all his sins laid to his charge, and communion with the devils, and as much wrath as the great God of heaven can inflict unto him, I say, if it were but for a time, even 10,000 years, and so end, there would be ground of comfort, and hopes of deliverance. But here is thy misery. This is thy state forever. Here thou must be forever. When thou lookest about thee, and seest what an innumerable company of howling devils thou art amongst, thou shalt think this again. This is my portion forever. When thou hast been in hell so many 1,000 years, as there are stars in the firmament, or drops in the sea, or sands on the seashore, yet thou hast to lie there forever. Oh, this one word, ever, how will it torment thy soul? Friends, I have only given a very short touch of the torments of hell. Oh, I am set, I am set, and am not able to utter what my mind conceives of the torments of hell. Yet this let me say to thee, accept of God's mercy through our Lord Jesus Christ, lest thou feel that with thy conscience, which I cannot express with my tongue, and say, I am sorely tormented in this flame. And seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. When the damned are in this pitiable state, surrounded with fears, with terrors, with torment and vengeance, one thing they shall have, which is this. They shall see the happy and blessed state of God's children. He seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, which, as I said before, is the happy state of the saints when this life is ended. This now shall be so far from being an ease unto them, that it shall most wonderfully aggravate or heighten their torment, as I said before. There shall be weeping or cause of lamentation when they shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven and themselves thrust out. Number 1. Observe. Those that die in their sins are far from going to heaven. He seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And indeed, it is just with God to deal with them that die in their sins according to what they have done, and to make them who are far from righteousness now to stand far from heaven to all eternity. Hearken to this, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness, and that are resolved to go on in your sins. When you die, you will be far from heaven. You will see Lazarus, but it will be afar off. Again, he seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. These are some of the things that the damned do behold, so soon as they come into torment. Mark. And he seeth Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Lazarus, who was he? Why even he that was so slighted, so disregarded, so undervalued by this ungodly one while he was in the world, he seeth Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. From whence observe, that those who live and die the enemies of the saints of God, let them be never so great or stout, let them bear never so much sway while they are in the world, let them brag and boast never so much while they are here, they shall, in spite of their teeth, see the saints, yea, the poor saints, even the Lazaruses, or the ragged ones that belong to Jesus, to be in a better condition than themselves. Oh, who do you think was in the best condition? Who do you think saw themselves in the best condition? He that was in hell, or he that was in heaven? He that was in darkness, or he that was in light? He that was in everlasting joy, or he that was in everlasting torments? The one with God, Christ, saints, angels, the other in tormenting flames, under the curse of God's eternal hatred, with the devils and their angels, together with an innumerable company of howling, roaring, cursing, ever-burning reprobates. Certainly, this observation will be easily proved to be true here in this world, by him that looks upon it with an understanding heart, and will clear itself to be true in the world to come, by such as shall either go to heaven or to hell. Number 2, the second observation from these words, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, is this. They that are the persecutors of the saints of the Lord now in this world shall see the Lord's persecuted ones to be they that are so highly esteemed by the Lord as to sit or be in Abraham's bosom in everlasting glory, though they, the enemies to the children of God, did so lightly esteem them, that they scorned to let them gather up the dog's meat that falls under their table. This is also verified and held forth plainly by this parable. And therefore be not grieved, O you that are the tempted, persecuted, afflicted, sighing, praying saints of the Lord, though your adversaries look upon you now with a disdainful, surly, rugged, proud, and haughty countenance. Yet this time shall come when they shall spy you in Abraham's bosom. I might enlarge upon these things, but shall leave them to the Spirit of the Lord, which can better by 10,000 degrees enlarge them on thy heart and conscience than I can upon a piece of paper. Therefore, leaving these to the blessing of the Lord, I shall come to the next verse, and shall be brief in speaking to that also, and so pass to the rest. Verse 24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. You know that I told you that verse 22 is a discovery of the departure of the godly and the ungodly out of this life, where he saith the beggar died, and the rich man also died. The 23rd verse is a discovery of the proper places, both the godly and the ungodly, after death, one being in Abraham's bosom, or in glory, the other in hell. Now this 24th verse is a discovery of part of the too late repentance of the ungodly when they are dropped down into hell. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. From these words, and he cried, we may observe, first, what a change the ungodly will have when they come into hell. He cried. It is like he was laughing, jesting, cheering, drinking, mocking, swearing, cursing, prating, persecuting of the godly in his prosperity, among his filthy companions. But now the case is otherwise. Now he is in another frame. Now his proud, stout, currish carriage is come down. And he cried. The laughter of the ungodly will not last always, but will be sure to end in a cry. The triumphing of the wicked is short, Job chapter 20, verse 5. Consider, You must have a change either here or in hell. If you be not new creatures, regenerate persons, newborn babes of this world, before you go hence, your note will be changed, your conditions will be changed. For if you come into hell, you must cry. Oh, did but the singing drunkards, when they are making merry on the ale bench, think on this. It would make them change their note and cry, what shall I do? Whither shall I go when I die? But, as I said before, the devil, as he labors to get poor souls to follow their sins, so he labors also to keep the thoughts of eternal damnation out of their minds. And indeed, these two things are so nearly linked together that the devil cannot well get the soul to go on in sin with delight unless he can keep the thoughts of that terrible afterclap out of their minds. But let them know that it shall not always be thus with them. For if, when they depart, they drop down into eternal destruction, they shall have such a sense of their sins and the punishment due to the same, that it shall make them to cry. And he cried. Oh, what an alteration will there be among the ungodly when they go out of this world.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.